The Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. Let us pray. Holy God, by your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, help us to be born again. Amen. We will be born again. Nicodemus went to Jesus by night. He was a Pharisee. He knew that there was something special about Jesus, that he was from God. Jesus had a lot in common with the Pharisees, like living a righteous life in everyday circumstances. Nicodemus recognized the power of God in Jesus because of the miracles happening. Yet Jesus said and did things that were different than most other religious leaders. He treated everyone as though they were good and worthy of God's love and forgiveness. Jesus tells Nicodemus that nobody can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Nicodemus asks a very good question. How can someone be born again? Aren't people stuck in their ways? We will be born again. Nicodemus didn't experience himself as good. And maybe we don't experience ourselves as good because of the ways we have been conditioned. We've been lied to. We've been deceived. We have internalized hate and prejudice so that we believe in a lie. We believe in a lie that we're not good. However, we will be born again. Jesus responds to this by saying that we may not be able to change our flesh and blood, but our spirit and our behavior can change. We might struggle with pride, envy, lust, indifference, because we have not yet fully been reborn. We are still works in progress. How can we be born again of the Spirit? How can we overcome sin and temptation? If I was writing this sermon sometime in my past, I might have said, there's nothing you can do. But as I am a work in progress and my mind has changed, I say to you, there is something that you can do. You can accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can let Jesus into your heart. You can commit yourself to his path of nonviolence and peace. Then your righteousness will shine like the sun, and you will live forever. You will be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus that just as Moses lifted up a bronze serpent on a pole in the desert, so must Jesus be lifted up on a cross. Whoever believes in Jesus follows this path, the path of nonviolent resistance. Anyone who gives their life in peaceful service to others lives forever. We will be born again. Isaiah was called by God to serve the people through peaceful protest and nonviolent resistance. We read about his call to ministry in Isaiah chapter 6, 1 through 8. It was the year that King Uzziah had died. Isaiah sees God seated on a throne so gargantuan that the hem of his robe fills the temple. Angelic beings fly around God, calling out, "Holy, holy, holy." Isaiah becomes worried because he's not holy. He's impure. He's a sinner, like each and every one of us. In his own words, he says he has unclean lips. So an angel takes a burning coal and holds it to Isaiah's lips to purify him and burn away all of the sin. The same thing is true for us. We have all done things that are not good. The Lutheran teaching about sin is that we're all sinners. Paul says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. These sins and imperfections, these mistakes we have made are blotted out. This is what we take communion for. When we receive the body and blood of Christ, it's like a burning coal that burns away our sins. And so we are forgiven. We are given a brand new clean slate out of God's loving kindness and generosity. God does this because at our core, we are good. God sees in us something worth forgiving, worth redeeming. We will be born again. This might seem like a puzzle because in Romans it says, as it is written, there is no one who's righteous, not even one. But Paul was addressing a question about which races of people are chosen by God. Nothing about our mortal flesh makes us holy or chosen. We all stand as equals before God. And despite our moral failings and egregious acts, God looks at our heart and sees goodness. I look at your hearts and I see goodness. We are made in the image of the living God, and nothing can take that away from us. God forgives us all of our sins. We will be born again. And what does God ask for in return? Does God give us freedom to go out and do whatever we want? No. In Romans 8, this morning, we read that we are debtors to the Spirit of God. We are called to follow Jesus, to follow Jesus' way of nonviolent resistance. We will be born again. And in return for our forgiveness, we're commissioned by God to go out and be prophets like Isaiah and disciples like Nicodemus. We are expected to take up our cross and follow Jesus in the righteous path of adhering to God's law and resisting the evil of the world with peaceful creativity. We will be born again. And it is because of our indelible goodness in which we are made that we struggle and we don't give up, living a godly and righteous life, treating ourselves and others with the highest level of respect and dignity. We begin by treating ourselves with love, and we love our neighbors as ourselves. We will be born again. Psalm 24 says, give glory to God. Loving is how you give glory to God. Praise God in God's sanctuary. Your body is a sanctuary of God. The earth is God's sanctuary. God's voice stretches out upon the waters. God's voice is powerful. God's voice levels the forests. God's voice makes nations skip like a young calf. God's voice makes the desert quake and dry arroyos fill with water. God's voice twists mighty oak trees. God sits enthroned above the flood. God is the ruler forever. God will give us strength. God will bless us forever. God will make us be reborn. Amen. Please stand as you're able for our hymn of the day.